Like it is our custom these days, I have left your takeaway in the bulletin. Please read and share with family and friends. Share even with enemies. I have placed them at no cost to you, so you need to read them. I won't be charging you any money. Amen? Amen. I have left Bible passages for this Sunday, and I am anticipating Ash Wednesday to come in a few days' time, so I've left one Bible passage to take care of Ash Wednesday, as well as the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You will be more blessed when you read them. Let me share a story with you. In June of 1991, I was a deacon, a transitory deacon, so I could be ordained a priest. So earlier that month of June 1991, I went to pray with 12 other deacons who were preparing to be ordained priests. During that retreat, I felt deeply, deeply unworthy to present myself to be a priest. And this was going on for a long time during the retreat. So I came to my spiritual director and said to him, "You know, I have been feeling deeply unworthy and I am having second thoughts whether to present myself to be ordained a priest or not. Because this is really taking me." And he said, "That's all right. You are in good company if you feel deeply unworthy. Because in the history of Christianity," he said, "only one man was worthy to be a priest. His name is Jesus Christ. So if you are feeling unworthy, then it's proper to feel that way," he said to me. "But the point is, God is calling you." So on June 22nd of 1991, I presented myself to be ordained a priest. From that day till now, probably 21 years and 7 months, every morning I wake up with that feeling that I am unworthy to be a priest. God has called me to be his priest. He has called me to something greater. What he has called me to, I do not merit. Neither am I worthy for it. So, 2 years ago, I was having my 20th priestly anniversary, so I wrote a little piece, and it was entitled "Confessions of an Unworthy Priest." I saw on the diocesan website in Dodge City, they had placed that writing on the website. But I can say, like St. Paul, that the grace of God has not been ineffective in me. We read that from 1 Corinthians 15:10 today. In some of the translations, it says, "The grace of God has not been fruitless in me." Like Blessed John Henry Newman, I am saying, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place. While not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments. Therefore, I will trust him. Whatever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirit sink, hide my future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. We see God calling Isaiah in Isaiah 6, 1 to 8 today to be a prophet. We also see the story of how St. Paul persecuted Christians before he became a preacher. He was called by God. At last, we see how Peter encountered the holiness of Jesus and simultaneously his own sinfulness as God called him. "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man," he said. And I feel like sharing a song with you. Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? What about you, saints? What has God called you to be today? Brother Jesus, thank you for extending to me the call of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Confirm that call at this altar, where I will offer you to the Father, and let the world see your goodness and your greatness through me. Amen.